Always great to be with one of our favorite places to visit, H&R AgriPower, friend, Mr. Wayne Huntman. Good afternoon, Mr. Wayne.
Afternoon, young man. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's Agriculture Week. Great time to celebrate agriculture. And, you know, agriculture, that's your life.
I celebrate it every day.
I know you do. I know you do. You love to celebrate agriculture. Have some nice awards we're going to present to H&R here in just a little bit. Oh. Best of Western Kentucky. Oh. I'll give you a little hint. So, ooh. Yes, exactly. But, you tell us a bit about this business is built on customer service, and that's really what you've done over the years.
Customer service. This is one of the places where the customer's always right, even if he's wrong. Yeah. I have to say sometimes he is, but he just never knows it.
That's exactly right. But, you know, it's always great to visit with you and see what you do here. Agriculture for Kentucky and this weather part of Kentucky is huge for us, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, we're fortunate. This is probably one of the most looked at places, territories I'm talking about in agriculture because Christian County is so diversified, vertically integrated. You know, this is one of the few places you can go and see your food from the ground to the table. I mean, it's just amazing. But I think we get a lot of people visit here and say, how'd y'all do all this? And I don't know. We're just 100% agriculture. That's the main thing.
And that's what this company is all about, too. H&R, you guys have continued to grow over the years since you started out with partner Mr. Ross Morgan many years ago.
Ross got me into it, really. Yes. And then he helped me get me out of it. Yeah, when the first thing came up in 1990, I visited with Ross and said, I was kind of dissatisfied with service and stuff like that. Of course, he was in business, smaller company and stuff like that. And I said, no, tell me this company store might be for sale. I'm thinking about buying that thing. Mm-hmm. We can work on our own stuff. He said, it's a good opportunity. You ought to do it, Wayne. So I went back and said, oh, if you don't care, I don't want to hurt you any. I don't want to get in your business. I cut you off. He said, it won't hurt me a bit. We did that. We bought that thing in 1990, and in 3 years it had was seven times what it was when we started the first year. So I went back to Ross and said, you're right, it's a good opportunity, just American dream may come true. And so I think we ought to merge, and that's where the H&R come from. Okay, right. Everybody thinks that's hunting something else. It has nothing to do with us. We were AgriPower.
Right.
And he was H&R, and we did due diligence, you know, we sat around a little while and finally said, the biggest thing is what you going to call it. I said, I'm not going to have any pride, H&R AgriPower suits me, just put your name first.
Yeah, right.
That's what we did. Been a good run from there. It wouldn't never look back.
You've grown from one store and just continuing to grow here.
Oh, yeah, we're 20 stores in six states today. I don't necessarily like it because I don't know. The girls have to give me a cheat sheet when I leave office. I don't know everybody. Can't get there. I try to get to as many as I can, but that's a pretty good little chore. But that's my place, I think, in this company today is visit the stores. I usually go in the back door.
Right.
See them technicians and now what do I need to know that I don't know? Right. Can you help me out on what we need to do to make this better? Truly, from my standpoint, I'll get some comments. Everybody
really?
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I bet you do.
Yeah.
That's how this business has been built on that side of the business.
It is. No ifs, ands about it. We're plain Jane business as such. We're down to earth. What it is. And then we cover so much territory and so many different products. We got something to fit everybody. If it's commercial, consumer, farming, big stuff, little stuff, you name it. I don't know how many lines we handle. I've lost count, but it's a lot.
Absolutely.
But it's something for everybody.
Our favorite day is coming up before long, Wayne. It's Kubota Day.
Yeah, big deal always is. They got the game. I still can't run that back on, put that thing in that bucket. But,
yeah, right.
But they'll have games, good deals, all those kind of things that day. I hope it's not raining. I hope the sun's shining. I hope it's warm.
Absolutely.
All them three things makes it a better day.
Absolutely. You got that right.
A little competition about who can sell the most pieces that day, too.
Yeah. Kevin Meacham's pretty high on that list.
Kevin Meacham pretty high if it's orange.
he's
right up in there. He's Mr. Kubota.
I think, and you hear it to people. We were just talking to Terry Martin earlier about this company. It's all employee owned, and that's what really gives the folks from one side to the other pride in this.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. We had it positioned where they could own some of it when we started. I don't think I ever thought it'd be 100% owned. But, you know, everything our family's owned had been part employee owned. The fertilizer company wound up to being 30% employee owned. And this one, they had retired, I think we said 25%. I think they retired 17-18% of it. When I say retired, it was gifted to them. In a ESOP, it doesn't cost employees anything. It's a gift to them.
Right.
But they just earn it as you go forward. And So it come like that, and we kind of got, we had options, I think. We'd got pretty good size, and we had options to go public or what to do. And I spent a little time looking into all that and sat through a lot of investment bankers, didn't understand nothing they said. Come back and said, we know what we can do, a public trader, but it'll be a small public. It'll belong to employees, and that's what we chose to do. And I think it's been a good run. It's been good for me. I love it because I don't mind working with them. If they don't like it, so we try and do as well as we did for ourselves. So we'll run this company best we can, and you're part of it.
And you give back a lot to the agriculture world. Ag Finance, Ag Development Board, ever since it began, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm 22 years on the Ag Development Board and the Ag Finance Corporation, too. But it's been worth it. I probably parked everything else public I was on, so I can't do anymore. Right. I'm two times a month in Frankfurt. We've handled $600 or $700 million, put it back in agriculture. And I got a little map here. I think that UK put out. I think we're one of the most diverse states today in agriculture of any around. And most of it come back out of the Ag Development Fund.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah,
made a lot of difference over the years.
Well,
that's for sure.
We funded a lot of dreams and a few good projects.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Mr. Wayne Hupp with us. It's always great to visit with you. Congratulations to you guys. A couple of Best of Western Kentucky awards we'll give you in just a little bit here today, and much appreciated because you're doing things right.
Well, appreciate you all. You know, no question, WKGZ is a big part of this part of the country, big part of the state now, since you all travel everywhere and interviewing everywhere you go. You're worth a lot to agriculture, I can tell you that.
We appreciate the partnership with H&R AgriPower, traveling the bluegrass. You helped me start this thing out, Mr. Wayne. It's really grown. We're 87 stations now. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to hear you in different places. That's the way I learned, too. Just tell us where you are when you stop.
That's right. Mr. Wayne up with us at H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way Bypass and Hopkinsville. We're celebrating National Agriculture Week on 106.5 WKDZ.